As we alluded to in the conversation a moment ago with Governor Abercrombie, there are new goals for Hawaii's shelters for homeless people. Some worry that could mean the loss of funds if the shelters can't meet those goals. Civil Beat reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim has the reality check. Hi, Natanya.
Hi, Bethann. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you. So what is the big impetus now that wasn't there before? I thought the whole thing was moving toward HUD's, you know, dictum that we should be in a housing first model.
Certainly. So the states had contracts with Hawaii homeless shelters for a long time, but for the first time, the state is tying the funding that it gives to shelters with the shelter's performance. So depending on how the shelter performs on 7 different performance measures, the state will look at the success of the shelter's ability to meet these measures and tie the funding to that.
Can you quickly go through what those measures are, just so people have an idea of now what's being asked of the shelters?
Sure. I'll give a few examples. Both emergency and transitional shelters are expected to have beds 85% full on average, and this arises from an issue that shelters were having a year ago where many beds were going unfilled. Another example would be shelters are expected to move people out within a certain number of days. Emergency shelters are expected to have 50% of people moved out in 60 days or less. Transitional shelters, it's 50% of people moved out in 90 days or less.
How long do the shelters have to be able to demonstrate that they are meeting these goals? By what date do they have to give this kind of data and information?
Mm-hmm. The state is phasing in these expectations. There were 2 quarters, so 3-month periods of, the shelter was granted the contracts in February and not expected to meet the goals. Funding was not tied to the goals. But starting in August, the shelters are expected to meet one of the goals. They get to choose the goal, and up to 1% of funding is tied to that goal.
So what are the shelters, or how are they responding to this? For some of them, it seems like this might be real impetus to get them to do what some have wanted to do for a while. For others, it might be something that might, suck the air out of their funding.
Some shelters are definitely concerned. The state is giving them leeway by allowing them to choose which measures are applicable, in these early quarters. And many are worried specifically about the requirement to move a certain percent of people into permanent housing. Larger shelters often have networks with landowners folks who...
Right, but finding those affordable rentals is where I hear you going with this. And if there isn't the inventory,
right,
then what happens? All right. Thanks so much for giving us a beat on it at the moment. And good to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today, featuring reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim.